This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Our next guest.
Yes, we have another guest coming in just right now is Alice Lee Holland, and she's the director of the Australian Youth Dance Festival, which is on the 7th to the 12th of July. So welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. We love to sort of just ask people a bit about their history and a bit of a bio. How did you get started in this crazy world of arts?
And wow. Well, it goes way back, doesn't it?
Yes.
I started like many young women do by just being obsessed with dance and performing. And so my mum took me to dance classes. But I was really lucky to walk into a contemporary dance class. Ah. And so while I did ballet and jazz and also Spanish dance, very early on I did contemporary dance.
Wow.
And so I was exposed from the very beginning to this sense of freedom and creativity and imagination, and I was obsessed with that from then. And I went to a performing arts high school, and I was in a youth dance company myself, Steps Youth Dance Company in Western Australia. And then I decided that it was what I really wanted to do, so I went to WAPA. I'm a Perth girl way back. Just kind of really found my flow in choreographing and directing. And so I dance and I teach and I choreograph and I direct.
There you go. So well immersed into the world of dance from an early age. What was it that really inspired you to begin with? What were the dances or what were you seeing? Was it movies or what was it that actually first caught your attention that got you involved with dance? Or was it just you enjoyed moving to music?
I just enjoyed moving, yeah, to be honest. And it's funny because I wish I had those kind of those really great stories about I saw this movie and I just had to do it. But really it was just about, I just loved it so much.
You couldn't stop.
Yeah, and I remember being, I took a sick day once in high school and I made up a dance, like that's what I did that day, to a song from Pulp Fiction, and I went back to school the next day and I said, I've got this dance to teach you, will you come in at 8 o'clock for the next kind of week? And everyone said, yeah, sure. And so from then I was just kind of always inspired to create dances and take people along for the ride, which I guess is what I'm doing now.
This has been your whole life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love.
Yeah. So dancing, then to choreography, and now directing.
Yeah.
So this is the Australian Youth Dance Festival.
Yep.
So it's not just a show, it's a festival.
It's a festival.
Tell us all about that.
Sure thing. So there's lots of dance festivals, I guess, for young people. The difference in this one is that it's youth dance focused, and youth dance is a vital sector of the Australian contemporary dance industry. So it's more than the steps and it's more than the performances. It's actually about process and practice. And so the core of youth dance is creation, collaborative creation between young people and professionals. So the festival does have two really beautiful performances at the Meat Market on the Wednesday and Thursday, which are open to the public. But actually the focus of the festival is a 5-day program where young people from around Australia but also around the world work together in the studio to come up with new ideas and experience dance deeply within themselves and with their peers, their new network of national and international peers, with a view kind of to their future as not only potential dancers or artists but also human beings.
Sure. So I'm a bit confused. When it's like youth dance, is it just young people? Is that the title of an organisation?
Ah.
Is that a form of some kind of community structure?
It's a good question. It's really a sector of the professional dance industry. So there are youth dance companies in Australia.
Yeah.
And so one of them is QL2 in Canberra. One of them is Wagana, which is a First Nations company in New South Wales.
Okay.
We've got Yellow Wheel here in Melbourne. And they're youth dance companies, and so they're just like a professional dance company but just for young people, and so really that's 14 to 25 year olds.
Okay.
There's kind of variation in different places. There's also Stompin in Launceston, Tasmania, and these are companies that have, most of them have been around for over 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this festival brings them all together.
Brings them all together, and also companies from around the world as well. We've got representation coming from Scotland, England, Denmark, Finland, Ghana, the Ivory Coast, India. It's really, it's huge.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's great for people to learn different cultures and how, you know, dance is sort of influenced from different parts of the world. So,
yeah, absolutely.
And it really sort of cultivating them to seek careers in dance or just explore themselves as an artist or?
Both, yeah. I think one of the things that separates, kind of going back to your question about what is youth dance, it kind of, what separates it from other dance experiences for young people is that it's really about the artistry, and it's not about preparing them for a career in dance, although that often happens because they get so obsessed with it. But it's really about, the best part about it, I think, is, and that's what the festival is called, Revolutions Per Minute. And I think it's revolutionary. The way we work with young people is really, it's about collaboration, which is about, teaches them empathy. It's about resilience. It's about inclusivity. It's about problem solving and creative thinking and all of those really important things in 2019.
Yeah.
For sure. So rather than just like a rote number that everybody has to learn, they've got all of these additional elements of having to work together and
They collaborate. They come up with their own ideas.
Yeah,
and that, amazing. I think, you know, it's I guess the premise is that they're not we're not preparing them. That they are the young dancers. They are artists already in their own right, and we're just giving them that opportunity.
An opportunity to be creative themselves instead of just being taught a dance. It's developing other skills in the creative side of
because
of
they
dance.
Have beautiful ideas, really important ideas, and they're better than mine. You know,
and working together as a team, and you know, getting the bond between the community of dancers, and getting that support. And young people, of course, need that opportunity to have support. Groups and dancers are, you know, quite, you know, expressive people, you know.
Yeah, that's it. So, yeah. And there's so much, young people are so much more ready than a lot of us to be open. And I think if they get that opportunity to practice that and experience those environments, they're much more likely to carry them forward.
And so what can, if you go to one day or 2 days, what can guests expect to see at the festival?
Well, the festival is for the young dancers.
Okay.
And so they're going through, each day they do a class which is dance, or a session that's dance, a session that's develop, which is about skills development in making dance, and then they do a session called make, where they get to work with one another and come up with their own ideas.
Okay.
But what's open to the public is there's kind of two parts to it. One is we have two performances at the meat market where they'll get general public can come and see these different companies from around the country and around the world and see kind of the impact of the youth dance practice through performance. And there's kind of little vignettes of interviews with the young dancers about how they made the work and the influence of that on their lives. And then we also have a professional program, which is a think tank, and there's an industry forum which is called Why Youth Dance. And so people can kind of connect with the festival in that way and get inspired by these incredible young people.
And how do they register to be involved in the festival?
If they Google Ausdance Victoria and head to that website, and there's the AYDF is what it's called, and this year it's international.
And the festival, obviously, from what you're saying, Alice, it's more than just showcasing the performances. They've actually interactive in its workshops. So I noticed that there's obviously a whole bunch of sort of companies that are already involved. Do individuals, I know probably a little bit late now because it's already coming on, but do individuals get involved themselves and register beforehand? And is this all widely publicised to, I suppose, the dance community beforehand?
Yeah, through Ausdance Victoria. So it's being presented by Ausdance Victoria in association with Youth Dance Australia, which sounds like this big organisation, but it's really just a handful of people really driving it passionately and with determination. But yes, it's open to individual dancers from Melbourne, well, from wider, but it's pretty hard to get here with a week's notice, I guess.
And I'm just curious about the array of people and companies that are that have come along. Is that curated? Do you invite certain people, or do you just open up to the public in general? Obviously, it's international, so how do you get people over here?
We opened it internationally, so we made a call out late last year for companies, youth dance companies, who wanted to showcase their work at the festival, and part of that was to attend the festival as well, to be part of the performance. And we got something like 30 applications from around the country and around the world. We had some criteria, which was that the young people were central in the development of that work, to make sure that it kind of fit the kind of structure of the festival. And then it's just word of mouth. I mean, we're really kind of connected, I guess, in the arts, in dance. We travel a lot. So you get a sense of what's going on in different countries, and you meet the people, and then you encounter them again in 5 or 6 years' time at the next festival. It's and that's very small world.
That's what I was going to ask you. This is the 10th anniversary, so it's obviously going for a while.
Yep.
I'm assuming this is not your first one?
It's not. Okay. It's not.
So what have you gained from previous ones?
Well, my first one actually was as a professional dance artist. Unfortunately, the first one was in 1997, and I had just started at WAPA. proper and they wouldn't let me go, which was I was devastated. So my first one was years later, actually, as a professional dancer. And what it's about there is what I witnessed in the young people's experience is just so much about love. They just fall in love with each other. They just get to make work together. And those friendships last a long time.
Okay. Yeah. And what, having any level of dance is welcomed? Can your beginners be involved, or do you have to be a certain sort of level to get into
absolutely.
This festival?
No, absolutely. Yeah, you can absolutely be a beginner. It's just a registration process, and it's age 14 to 25. And I think if you're one of those people with young people with excess energy and creativity, it's the right place to be.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Is it always held in Victoria?
No, actually, the first one was in Darwin, and actually it was held regionally until 2 years ago when it came to Melbourne for the first time. And now it seems to be living here. I think that's great because, to me, Melbourne's the heart of contemporary dance in Australia.
The capital of Australia,
I mean, it's what brought me here was all of the contemporary dance.
We do have a very strong dance community in Melbourne, don't we?
And diverse. It's amazing. Yeah. And so what it means is that everyone can kind of land in Melbourne and see and experience all these different people locally. Which is so great.
Okay, so that is the Australian Youth Dance Festival, which is on between the 7th and the 12th of July. And we've been talking to Alice Lee Holland, who is the director. Where can they find out more information, Alice?
Ausdance Victoria.
Ausdance Victoria, Google that and you can register to be part of this fantastic festival.
Or come along to the shows at the meat market. Yeah, beauty.
Thanks so much, Alice. You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.